In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this day in which we celebrate the second day of the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven, the Church also celebrates a saint who is very popular throughout the whole world, St. John Baptiste de la Salle. St. John Baptiste was born in the royal city of Reims in northern France, where the kings of France are both crowned and then later buried. And of course, if we read the life of St. Joan of Arc, which we shall celebrate later on this month, her feast, that is, we see how important the city of Reims was. And he was of a well-to-do family who put him through school, and then he entered the seminary and was ordained a priest. Now, at the age of 16, he was made a canon of the Cathedral of Reims. Quite a tremendous honor, especially at the age of 16. And so we know the kind of person he was. He looked all around him, as we all should do, and noticed that there were many, many young boys and girls roaming the streets, orphans. They had no one to take care of them. And so he first of all began to found schools for the boys, and for that purpose, he ended up founding the Congregation of the Brothers of Christian Education. And then, together with some holy women, he founded their female branch, and I don't remember what their title is, but it's not the same, obviously. They're not Christian Brothers, nor Christian Sisters. There's something else you can find out for yourselves. But this was a very young priest. And there were, at first, several schools founded in the city of Reims, and then later on throughout France, and then it spread to all the countries of Europe, and eventually to North America, where there are several very famous schools, particularly in Philadelphia and in Chicago. Also in the West, in San Francisco and Los Angeles. So he founded a great work to educate young boys and young girls in the Catholic faith. And as such also in general culture, because culture is the accumulation of knowledge of the reality of the world which was created by God. And so today we pray to Saint John Baptiste de la Salle and ask him to help us, not only for ourselves, but especially our children and grandchildren, that we may be able to continue the work of Saint John Baptiste de la Salle. He died full of merits in the year 1719, and he was, I believe, beatified and canonized by Pope Leo XII and Pope Pius, Blessed Pius IX. So may our Lord intercede for the Christian brothers throughout the world today, and that they may continue to grow and teach many, many young people the truths of the Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.